I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it's Stu. It's not Chris and Stu, it's just Stu. I've just jumped on here. There's no intro, there's no sponsor reads or anything. It's just a quick chat, really, because, well, Christmas is on top of us now, and sometimes I think Christmas can be quite overwhelming. Whether that's work, whether that's family, whether that's socialising, work parties, all sorts of things that sometimes can take people out of their comfort zones. So I just thought I'd do a little bit of research and chat to some of the people that I've worked with on Reach Out for Mental Health, which is a suicide prevention charity in Essex, which I do some podcast work with and I help them out. They're a wonderful organisation. And so when I've been doing some bits and bobs for this time of the year for the charity, I've just noticed like that, you know, it's such a triggering time for so many people. So I've got no answers, unfortunately, but sometimes I find that Christmas can be quite overwhelming. Work-wise, most of you know that I run, you know, a club. So it's a kind of crazy time of the year at the club. I've got about 4 million podcasts, so what I thought, just do another one just to add to that workload. Work can sometimes be like a real thing that gets to me every once in a while. But certainly as I've got older, it's become something that I've really sort of struggled to stay on top of and it not affect me. And this year, more than any, we talk about it on this year's drunk cast, funnily enough, with Chris and Pip. We have a lovely chat and we will talk about some of the kind of ups and downs we've had this year. But this podcast isn't about me and how I'm feeling. It's just some kind of tips, really, that I've looked at online, that if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed at Christmas, or, you know, the prospect of, you know, entertaining people or having to go to family gatherings, or, you know, just the financial implications of the worry of, you know, feeling the pressure of having to spend money that you might not have. There's all sorts of things that can really get you down at what is sort of thrust upon you to be this wonderful time of the year where everything is great. And it is. There's so much amazing stuff that goes on, you know, this time of year. You know, it is lovely for lots of us to come together with family and such and to celebrate and to eat and drink and be merry and all the things that, you know, that you see on the TV and in the papers and such. But so I think sometimes it's kind of hard to admit that, you know, when you're told that it's this exciting time of the year, that you don't actually feel that great. And so I guess maybe the first kind of thing that seems to be, you know, pretty solid advice is talk about it. You know, talk about your feelings and straight away I think that can really sort of lighten your mood and start to help make it easier to deal with, you know, those things that might not actually be making you feel that great. You know, it's a tried and tested means that, you know, talking to people really does help. you know, it's part of that sort of self-managing your mental well-being, and I think it's absolutely fine, you know, to talk to those that you love, or talk to, you know, to not just family but friends, or and most importantly, if you're in a situation where you feel like that and you feel low, and you know, you feel like your mental health isn't in a great place, and it, you know, you can feel that sort of decline of it, then, you know, if, you know, God forbid, and I hope, you know, this isn't anybody that's listening, that you haven't got anyone, then I can't stress enough, you know, the wonderful thing that is Samaritan's mind. There's some fantastic services there. So definitely, if you find yourself, you know, isolated and really lonely and low, then do ring the Samaritans. It's a wonderful service. What I personally like to do if I'm feeling shit is to do something that I think I'm good at. You know, something that I love doing, an activity that I can kind of lose myself in, and it sounds a bit silly, you know. I guess listeners of the podcast know that I like to do boxing and stuff like that, but sometimes, and it's definitely been the case for me, when you feel low, it's really hard to kind of get yourself fired up to do exercise. And my God, I know the minute I walk out of that gym, I do feel so much better. And it's just finding that extra push to go. I kind of guess I'll get onto that in a bit, but finding things that you really enjoy. And at Christmas, you know, if you can afford it, maybe treat yourself to something that you really like, something that, you know, for me, I really like designing stuff. And I like designing sort of artwork for podcasts and for flyers, and I like coming up with ideas for you know, all sorts of little bits and pieces, and just kind of getting creative. I find that alleviates kind of stress for me. And you know, whether that be cooking, you know, a lot of my friends really like kind of playing guitar, and you know, I know lots of musicians, and that's a kind of bit of downtime where they can, you know, explore that creativity, and haven't necessarily got to sit and, you know, pen a God only knows, but just play the guitar, you know, just do what makes you feel happy, something that you really enjoy doing. And
this is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And make time for that. You know, if you've, you know, if you're working over Christmas or you've got a little bit of downtime over the Christmas period, why not just go, right, you know, this afternoon I'm going to sit here for an hour and I'm going to, I don't know, meditate. I'm going to play guitar. I'm going to go on YouTube and I'm going to watch some things that, you know, that I love watching. That's another thing I do, you know, like kind of nostalgia. I like to kind of explore things that take me back to, you know, when I was young. And some of the things that, you know, gave me joy then, and just kind of revisiting stuff like that. So yeah, just find something, you know, for an hour and just max it. I think, you know, I think another thing you should do, and I done this yesterday, and I just sent some messages, little voice messages on WhatsApp to friends and people that I haven't necessarily spoke to for a while, and just a hello, look, I've just thinking about, you know, you popped into my head today, so I just thought I'd send you a little message saying hope you're good, have a lovely Christmas, and let's try and make an effort to see more of each other in the new year. And it's amazing, you know, as you know, I don't know how that made them feel, but I got messages back, you know, just saying, oh, thanks for getting in touch. Like, how are you? And just kind of reconnecting with people, I think it's a really nice thing. You know, people that, you know, that you care for and people that have, you know, cared for you and such. I think that's really good, because once them conversations start going and them relationships start to, you know, become more frequent and the bond is more solid, then, you know, it's someone else you can talk to, you know, and just to kind of reach out and speak to them people that you don't see enough of, that you know, whose company you enjoy, and you know that, you know, don't always think the worst. Don't think they're going to think, oh, what's this person after? Don't, you know, don't think that you don't mean as much to them as they do to you. It's probably not the case. Just drop them a message and say hello, because, you know, loneliness is a really, really horrible thing, and there's plenty of people out there, and people like nice people, and I'm pretty much sure that everyone I've met that listens to this podcast are nice people. And one of the beautiful things about Hardcore Listing, if you're listening to this and you're not a Patreon, is what we've seen over there is it's just a really lovely community build of people that look out for each other. And that's not just in England as well. We've got, you know, patrons that are in America that join the little live shows, and there's WhatsApp groups and there's social meetings, and now there's even relationships that are formed out of it. So it's a beautiful thing. So yeah, just reach out to people that maybe you've not caught up with for a while, and just say hello and wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, you know, if you do feel a bit shit, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, accept that's, you know, who you are at the moment. That's how you're feeling. Don't feel extra pressure to do anything. You know, don't feel that pressure to, you know, I've got to be out and I've got to be this person. I've got to make them laugh, you know. Or I'm going to be having these people over. I've got to put this amazing meal together. I've got to do this. And, you know, just be you. And I think you'll find that if you tell people that are close to you that, hey, look, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't really want to do this thing tonight. I'm not really in a particularly great place. And, you know, sorry. And I think people are very, very understanding in this day and age, and there's still work to be done there, I'm sure. And do you know what? I said you should apologise then, when I said so, you know, and then say sorry. Don't say sorry. There's nothing to apologise for. You know, if you'd broke your legs and you couldn't get there, you wouldn't apologise, would you? You broke your legs. You know, you've got a, you know, that problem that people can see, but you know, I guess with mental health problems, you can't see it. So we do feel duty bound to kind of go, oh God, yeah, I feel really bad and I'm sorry. And no, if you just accept who you are, accept how you're feeling, and just be honest with others and with yourself about it, I think that's perfectly fine to say, nah, I'm not, I don't really fancy that tonight. I'm just kind of going to do something that's going to make me feel a little better. And whether that is just sitting in and watching TV or doing one of the things that I spoke about earlier, you know, something that you enjoy doing, do that rather than do something that you're not going to enjoy that's probably going to enhance, you know, the feelings that you're experiencing. I'm really guilty of this one. And if I'm feeling low and or lonely, the thing that I lean on straight away is I'll have a drink. And and not excessively, but I will sit there and I will look at the clock and I'll go, right, okay, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night now, not in the morning. I have a glass of wine now. And it's something that, as I'm pouring it, I'm thinking, I don't really need this, but it does feel to me, and I don't know if it's a placebo thing, that all of a sudden these problems aren't quite as magnified. And I think it's fine over Christmas, you know, to have a drink. And if you're catching up with friends or colleagues in the pub, you know, I think it's absolutely fine. I think it's, you know, it's good for your mental health to be around those that you love and socialise. And if that involves having a pint or two, then you know, I guess that comes with the territory. But I would just, I guess, make sure, like anything, kind of moderation. And I know that sounds very un-rock and roll for somebody whose podcast starts with the intro, it's a drunken soiree and the whiff in. But you may be aware that this, you know, that was the case for about 5 episodes. Then it was not sustainable to be pissed out of our heads every time we record a podcast. So, yeah, I guess just in moderation. And speaking of overindulgence, we were talking Christmas, right? And I mean, I'm going to tell you this, but I know that it's not going to apply to me. We know that sugar can have a real noticeable effect on your mental health and well-being in short and long-term. But, you know, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without, you know, a little overindulgence, right? But again, I guess it's just everything in moderation. But Christmas Day, come on, we're all going to have a blowout. But yeah, so I'm not going to tell you to moderate. Not anyone's going to listen to me anyway. One of the things that I like to do, and maybe it gets harder for a lot of people in the winter when you've got those kind of dark evenings and the temperatures are bloody freezing, but kind of keeping active. And I mentioned, you know, how I find it really hard sometimes to kind of get the motivation. I'm talking today on the 20th of December. I've not been to the gym for maybe 2 weeks or the boxing club for 2 weeks. Excuse me. But I do try and walk my dog before I do anything in the morning. Just because I find walking really good. Like, not necessarily for the physical benefits, but for the mental benefits. I know that my heart rate isn't necessarily increased, but there's nothing nicer, I find, than first thing in the morning, just taking my dog for a walk. And what I, do you know what I really like about it? Like, I live in a place that's not particularly nice, the area, and of a night I'd probably be reluctant to engage in lots of conversations, but I'm a chatterbox, as I'm sure you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know, but I find it really, really nice in the morning because you see lots of other dog walkers and you see lots of runners and everybody says good morning. I've also got a cold at the moment, so do excuse this. So sorry. Yeah, and so it's really nice to kind of have those, start your day with strangers going, hey, morning. It feels nice, right? And sometimes, you know, I used to kind of have my head down and headphones on, but I actually really look forward to saying good morning to people now when I'm out walking my dog. I'm not like an excited dog just banding around looking for the first stranger, just going, hey, good morning, like nothing like that. But it's nice. And then I generally find the more I do it, the more the kind of conversations grow, and all of a sudden, you know, you just stop in and you're having a chat, and it's lovely. Dogs are good for this sort of thing, by the way. Not for chatting to. I mean, I do talk to one dog a lot, but and he's deaf, so I'm pissing in the wind there. But dogs are really good conversation starters. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to preach to you about exercise. You all know the deal with that, right? You know, it's good for you. You know, it's good for your brain. It's good for all those vital organs and all of that stuff. But a bit of fresh air, that's what I'd suggest. You know, Christmas Day, once you've had your dinner, why not just go and have a little stroll? You know, walk off that turkey and then Boxing Day, get yourself out there. You know, have a nice big walk. And if you're feeling brave, head to a nice, you know, head to the sea or head to like a nice lake if you live somewhere pretty and have a little Boxing Day swim. That will make you feel good, trust me. I mean, you won't see your ball sack for about January the 3rd, but the rest of your body, fellas, will feel incredible. And yeah, ladies, it's the best thing ever. Yeah, and a real simple one, take a break. Just take some time off of work, re-energise yourself, you know, have a change of pace, and even if that is, like I said earlier, for an hour, or just go, right, today, this is a day where I'm going to do nothing. Because I struggle so hard with that, to just go, right, today is going to be a day where I'm just going to put the telly on, I'm just going to watch some films that I want to watch, you know, I'm just going to kind of potter around, I might get the laptop out and do a little bit of design work, and I'm really not very good at it. I think being self-employed, you know, I speak to Pip about this a lot, you know, just he's always saying, you know, you've got to find a bit of time, and you know, it's all right to go, right, I'm not going to do that today, I might go and go to the cinema, and I really struggle with that, but I do now pick some time, and sometimes I'll literally just go and lay on my bed and put the headphones on and just listen to an album, and just have like 40 minutes to myself just listening to an album of something that, generally I pick something that gives me a nostalgia hit. I'll go back to something that you know, reminds me of a really nice time and a kind of carefree time. I, you know, I'm not one to live in the past, but you know, I think if I want to take 45 minutes and do that, then I will. So yeah, just make a bit of time for yourself and yeah, re-energize yourself. See, I think we always feel that pressure in a society that is, you know, it's thrust upon us wherever we look, that, you know, you need this, you must wear that, you must, you know, eat this, you must drink that, you must. And I think I'd hate to think that we live in a world where, you know, we have to demonstrate our love for one another by gift buying. And I think time is the best gift, right? If you can, you know, just catch up with someone, as I mentioned earlier, that you might not have seen for a while, just spend a bit of time with them, you know. I think that's a really good thing. And, you know, bringing people closer together. So I would definitely just, the idea of sort of caring for others is a really good thing. Yeah, I guess some of these things that I've said, I've kind of gone back over and repeated myself, but there's no script for this. I'm literally just kind of thinking about the things that, you know, I've you know, looked at over the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks for the charity, and just thought I'd just jump on here because you lot are really nice, and I've been really lucky that I've met so many of you, and I can't honestly say that I've met any of you that I've not just thought they're just really nice people, and so yeah, I just hope that you're all feeling all right, and I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and obviously hardcore listening in general. I really appreciate it. It's our longest running pod. We're nearly at 500 episodes now, so we'll have to think of something to do that's fun for that. And what I love about you lot is, yes, Chris and I can do top 5 celebrities ball sacks and talk utter drivel, and then use her equally as in engaged when we talk about something, you know, far more serious. And I think we're really lucky that we've got an audience of friends that are, you know, that are cool with that. And so, yeah, by all means, if you're still listening to this episode, thanks ever so much, because I just wanted to just jump on here because I was just doing some bits and I thought I just kind of want to talk about it because, yeah, some of you may have actually listened to the drunk cast that came out today, episode 1, where we talk about it. So I just wanted to sort of follow that up really and just go, yeah, I'm here. Feel free to reach out. I'm certainly not qualified in any way, shape or form, but, you know, I'm here to listen. But there are facilities such as the Samaritan's Mind and Reach Out for Mental Health that are set up to cope with, you know, people that are feeling, you know, bad and low and, you know, and unwell. And so, yeah, if you're feeling like, you're in a bad place, then do reach out to them. But I hope yous are all feeling okay. And I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Love you.